Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tackett fields it and throws to first for the out. Seitzer moves to second. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Horn strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Orsilac hits a line drive beyond first. Surhoff can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Orsilac moves to third. David Segui is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Segui hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bichette hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a line drive for a single. Bichette moves to third. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 1 in the game. Horn strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Orsalak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsalak hits a line drive off the glove of Surhoff, and into shallow right field. Orsilac reaches second base with a double. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tackett is 0 for 1 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. McLemore hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Horn is 0 for 2 in the game. Horn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux bunts for a single. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Orsilac is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsilac hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bichette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bichette strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chito Martinez pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards the mound. Bones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Listach is 0-for-2 in the game. Listach strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-3 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground for a single. McLemore moves to second. Doug Henry now pitching. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Horn is 0-for-3 in the game. Horn hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore moves to third. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsalak strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.